one of the outstanding volunteers in our community, this is Stephen Bolton, volunteer with the National Air Force Museum of Canada. Stephen, thank you for everything you do in our community. So how did you get started in volunteering?
Well, probably through my father, because my father was a career military police officer. And so I grew up in a military environment, an Air Force environment, and I figured I was familiar enough with how things work, if you will, that, well, maybe I can do something. Maybe I can make a difference. And the other thing, too, is I just love doing it. Little boys and airplanes get along really well. I have been on the executive. I have been a director. I've chaired the board. I tour guide. I take people through the Halifax bomber. I listen. And sometimes I just plain old shut up. You know, I've been there since the turn of the century. And what happened was a former base commander, a gentleman named Ron Russell, he's gone now, unfortunately. I worked with him at Loyalist College, and he was a dean there, and I was just a serf. And he came to me one day and he said, "Hey, I got a favor to ask of you." And of course, anytime somebody comes up to me and says, "Hey, I've got a favor to ask of you," you know, the bristle in the hairs and your neck starts standing up and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I knew Ron. We had a great relationship. And I said, "Sure, what do you need?" He said, "Well, we need some help with publicity because we want to build a new museum." "What?" "Yeah, we're going to build on to the museum," because what it was originally back in, you know, the 90s and the late 80s, it was a curling club. And the curling club compressor, something broke at the curling club, and the management of the day of the base decided that they were going to get out of the curling business. And so they decided to just let that building sit fallow. And eventually, the museum moved from the lean-to of the rec center on the south side of the base over to where the curling club was on RCAF Road on the north side of the base. And then we outgrew that. And that's where I came in to try and get some publicity going for a fundraising campaign. Oh, no, the federal government did not build that museum. Okay, the people of Quinte West and Prince Edward County, Brighton, they all, you know, helped build that that museum. I mean, I'm not saying the Air Force doesn't help much, because they are a great help. But we had to do a lot of our own soul searching, sweat equity, if you will. Well, we began the campaign in 2001, maybe earlier. I think it was 2001. And we opened the doors to the museum in 2007. We do have things for everybody. I still see veterans coming in wanting to get aboard the Halifax, mostly tail gunners. I don't understand why that's a coincidence or not, but it's mostly tail gunners who will come in to see the Halifax and take a look at it. They're getting on in years, of course, so there's a certain physical limitation to what they can actually do inside that aircraft.
So why did you feel it was important to give back?
Oh, I don't think it's hubris or anything like that. I think it's just you want to help out. You want to do some favors for people, pay it forward. There's every cliche in the book I could throw at you right now, but I think I do it because I get personal and professional satisfaction from it.
What accomplishment would you say you're most proud of?
That's a tough question. I'm proud of what I've done. I mean, I don't walk around with the beating my heart. I think what I'm proudest of is, and it's selfish, it's what I've learned over the years about aviation, about Canada's history in both war and peace, how things are built, how planes are assembled, how not to break them. And I took up a little bit of flying in the process, too. So that's fun.